Hello and welcome to Just Ask AI Asterisk, the podcast where we untangle the digital knots of modern computing, one question at a time. I'm your host Herman Popplebury, a donkey with a penchant for precision, and a sloth brother named Corn who I'm told once tried to meditate through a kernel panic. True story, this show is part of a project by Daniel Rosehill. Each episode answers one of Daniel's AI questions in audio form, generated entirely by Sonnet 4, so while thoughtful, it may contain inaccuracies. If you're curious, want to dive deeper, or perhaps collaborate on your own AI-powered podcast, feel free to visit danielrosehill.com. Today's question comes from Daniel himself, who's been wrestling with a familiar foe, the dreaded system freeze. Especially when you're deep in a creative flow, editing a video, rendering a timeline, tweaking color grades, nothing kills inspiration faster than a frozen screen. And when that happens on Ubuntu, especially with a heavy GPU load from an AMD graphics card, it's not just annoying, it's costly. So Daniel's asking, what's the most basic but effective stack of tools to prevent system freezes and out-of-memory crashes on Ubuntu? And how do they work together, especially under GPU-heavy creative workloads? Let's dive in. First, let's acknowledge the elephant in the room. Linux is stable but not invincible. When you're pushing your system, say running DaVinci Resolve, Blender, or OBS with multiple streams, your CPU, RAM, and GPU can all hit their limits. When that happens, the kernel might freeze, or worse, the out-of-memory killer might randomly terminate a critical process. Not ideal when you've been working for hours. So how do we build a freeze-resistant workstation? Our stack has three layers: prevention, recovery, and monitoring. Let's go through each. Layer 1, the magic SysRQ key, your emergency brake. You mentioned the SysRQ key, good catch. It's one of Linux's best-kept secrets. SysRQ, pronounced SICPERK, stands for System Request, a holdover from the old PC keyboard days. On modern systems, it's usually shared with the print screen key. When your system freezes but the kernel is still breathing, meaning the screen is stuck but the machine isn't completely dead, you can use the RISUB sequence to safely reboot without corrupting your file system. Here's how it works. Hold Alt plus SysRQ, then type slowly. RISUB, each letter does something. R asterisk asterisk. Switch keyboard from raw mode to XLATE mode, regains control. E asterisk asterisk. Send SIGTRM to all processes, ask them to quit nicely. I send SIGKILL to all processes, force kill if they didn't listen. Asterisk S asterisk. Sync all mounted file systems, write data to disk. U asterisk asterisk. Remount all file systems as read-only, prevent corruption. B reboot. It's like a controlled shutdown when everything else has failed. Think of it as your digital defibrillator. And yes, there's a mnemonic, reboot even if system utterly broken, fitting. To enable it, make sure kernel, sysc, is set to 1. You can check with systl kernel, sysc, and set it permanently in /systl, conf. Layer 2, prevention, stop the killer before it strikes. The out-of-memory killer is Linux's last resort when memory runs out. It picks a process, sometimes your video editor, and terminates it. Harsh but necessary. But we can do better than letting it get that far. Enter asterisk asterisk Erlium asterisk asterisk, a lightweight demon that monitors memory and swap usage and kills processes before the kernel's killer has to. You can configure it to trigger at, say, 90% memory usage, giving you a chance to save work or close apps. Install it with sudo apt install Erlium. And enable it, sudo systemctl enable now Erlium. You can tweak its sensitivity with flags in /default/Erlium, like Erlium mem min equals 10%. Erlium swap min equals 10%. This way, it acts as a canary in the coal mine. Another tool, systemdumd asterisk asterisk, a newer, built-in daemon that uses cgroups to manage memory pressure more intelligently. It's available in recent Ubuntu versions and works especially well with containerized or sandboxed apps. You can enable it with sudo systemctl enable now systemdumd. It's more nuanced than Erlium, weighing process memory use against system impact. Layer 3, resource monitoring and CPU throttling. Preventing freezes isn't just about memory, it's also about CPU and GPU load. For CPU, asterisk asterisk CPULIMIT is a handy tool. If you've got a runaway process eating 100% CPU, you can cap it. CPULIMIT PPID L75. This limits the process to 75% CPU, leaving breathing room for your system. For real-time monitoring, HTOP asterisk is essential. It shows you which processes are hogging resources. Pair it with NVTOP asterisk asterisk, yes, even for AMD GPUs. While NVTOP was made for NVIDIA, recent versions support AMD's ROCm and even Intel GPUs. It gives you live GPU memory and utilization stats, critical when you're rendering. Also, consider *logwatch* or syslogng*** to monitor system logs for early warnings, like repeated out-of-memory errors or GPU hangs. Bonus AMD GPU considerations. Now about that AMD GPU. Unlike NVIDIA, AMD's open-source drivers AMGPU are excellent, but they don't always play nice under sustained load without proper cooling or power management. Make sure you're using the latest kernel and Mesa drivers. Ubuntu 22.4 Plus usually has decent support, but for heavy creative work, consider upgrading to a newer HWE kernel. Also, monitor GPU temperature with *sensors* or Radon Top*. Overheating can cause freezes, especially in laptops or poorly ventilated desktops. If you're using Blender or DaVinci Resolve, consider limiting render threads or enabling proxy modes to reduce real-time load. And don't forget swap space. A small swap file isn't enough. For 16GB RAM, aim for at least 8GB of swap, preferably on an SSD. Use a swap file, not a partition, for flexibility. Sudo forlocate l8g swap file. Sudo chmod 600 swap file. Sudo mkswap swap file. Sudo swapon swap file. Then add it to etc/fstub. Putting it all together. So what's the minimal effective stack? 1 Erlium or systemd*** for proactive memory management. 2 HTOP* and NVTOP* for real-time monitoring. 3 SysRQKey* for emergency recovery. 4 adequate*swap space* and updated drivers. 5 Optional CPU limit* for taming rogue processes. Run Erlium in the background, keep HTOP open in a corner, and know your SysRQ sequence. That's 90% of the battle. And remember, prevention beats recovery. The goal isn't just to survive a freeze, it's to never have one in the first place. Now back to Korn. Last week he tried to prevent system freezes by unplugging the router during a thunderstorm. His logic, no internet, no updates, no crashes, adorable, ineffective, but points for creativity. In the end, a resilient system isn't just about tools, it's about habits. Save often, monitor regularly, update wisely. If you've got a question about AI, Linux, or how to explain system to a sloth, send it to Daniel at danielrosehill.com. Until next time, keep your kernels patched, your swaps plentiful, and your creative flow uninterrupted. This is Herman Popplebury signing off.